not, Jeanette. Hey, bitches. Welcome to the Healing Club with Bob Morrissey. Sorry about last time. I recorded the intro during a blackout drinking episode of being an idiot. Okay, whatever. Jerry Reed, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Jerry Reed said it best. He also wrote Eastbound and Down, something, something, trucking. Anyway, this is going to be a great, great little stupid episode. This is going to be a great time. We're going to have a really good time over here listening to classic country. Just having a really good, really good time with Hannah Philibert, who we have a funny conversation. It leads in a lot of different directions. We discuss cops and robbers and good and bad and this and that. Apologies to Sarah Deal. I just feel bad that I did such an intro last time that was all blah, 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 blah. I'm fucked up. Blah, 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 blah. Tits. Sarah's had a rough week. Sarah Deal was scammed by someone. And if you ever get a call from somebody who's posing as like a Dallas police officer and says that you owe thousands of dollars in warrants and the only way to keep the police from descending on your house is to go to the Kroger and take out as much money as you can in increments of $400, or, you know, she was scammed out of $2,000 and had to, and by somebody posing as a police officer who was calling on her phone and harassing her, and that happened the other day. So don't trust people who demand money from you over the phone. Is you know, and if just because somebody says they're a cop doesn't mean it's true. And so sometimes cops are good guys, but the other guys are bad guys. That's the thing I want to, you know, cop culture is bad, I think. Individual cops, some of them are really good. Prison culture, real bad. You know, I bet there are some good wardens out there. I bet there's, but you can criticize a culture without making it personal about an individual. So if you're an individual who's a soldier or a police officer or a strip club DJ or a rich guy or a, you know, porno actor or I don't know what are the worst, the most maligned people in America today. Are really rich people. Rich people have it the worst, I think. Like we should just lay off of those rich people at the bottom of the ocean and explode it under their, you know, it's sad for them to die in their quest to look at the Titanic. So RIP, also RIP, the drummer from the Butthole Surfers died. I forget her name. She was 60 years old. Lived a exciting life, and this one goes out to the Butthole Surfers, and I used to love that band. They used to be my favorite. I still like them. I still like a lot of their songs, especially the 80s stuff. Anyway, Hannah's on the podcast. Hannah and I have a real good time. We have a nice talk. And it goes real well. I hope you enjoy it. This is the Healing Club. For best recording kits news, Core Audio Flux. Chrome. Google Chrome. Tome. Mm-hmm. Okay, welcome to the Healing Club podcast. My name is Bob Morrissey, guest tonight. Oh, what do you know?
Hannah Philibert.
Back again.
Yes.
This time we can't edit.
Excellent.
Because I'll never know how to find it. If we say something stupid, I got to just put it up without... So don't think twice. It's
so
all right.
High stakes.
Yeah. Did you have a good set tonight?
I did on the first show. The second show, there were four people and two of them, I think, were bribed.
I was hosting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you were there. And then the show was cannibalized by the open mic in another room. So
oh, yeah,
that's good.
I led the people from the show where you just killed it.
I was the
secret. I said, why do we need to keep doing this? There's perfectly good comedy in the other room, not here, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Not after that.
Yeah, you did pretty good, but it's hard to do well in front of four people who...
Yeah. They were fine.
Crowd. Yeah. I think the headliner guy did not want to go up in front of four people, and I don't blame him.
That's
so,
fair.
You know, my show at Avant Garden was canceled because there was nobody there. And how can you do a show with nobody there? And then the ceiling caved in my apartment.
That happened today?
Because, the pipe was dripping from somebody, I guess, put like some kind of stupid cleaner down the pipes. And it made the...
like eroded it?
Yeah. And then so like a pipe cracked and leaked into my ceiling and made the, it dripped through. And so that like...
Jesus Christ.
So that there was like a pool of water in the area between the two floors that like rotted through the wood and started dripping onto the floor. And I'm kind of worried about mold.
Yeah, you should be.
What?
I mean,
like,
not necessarily that it's going to destroy your health like immediately. And, you know, even long term, like I don't know if you want me to tell a very long story about my mold experience.
Hey, we got like a lot of time.
Okay, I can do that in a sec. But as far as I know, mold can not kill you.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it can, but... Yeah. It's definitely something you want to address fast. Because it starts and it just keeps going. And if you want, I can tell my mold story now.
But. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I lived in Alvin for about a year. And our AC went out. It was a really shitty apartment. The AC went out in like April or May, and then we kept putting in service requests and like going down and asking the people physically, like, please fix our AC, it's so fucking hot. And we also had leaks, and we put in multiple requests for that, and they would not come do anything. And actually, no, they did send some guys out, and they were like, we're gonna put some Freon in the thing outside, and that's gonna affect y'all's unit somehow. And it didn't. And then it's a long story, but then every single thing that me and my roommate owned was, like, covered with mold over the course of, like, the whole summer in Texas, which was, like, 4 months, which they did not fix the AC at any point, and, I mean, but that was over several months, and the leaks were really bad. We had multiple of them.
Okay.
And then they stole from us, too, which is
I was just thinking maybe my cat died because of the mold in the apartment, and...
I don't think so. You would notice some mold before I would think it would do that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I connect everything to the death of my cat. It just happened a couple weeks ago. And
I'm sorry.
Didn't see it coming, didn't want to see it. Knew it was coming, but didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And there she was. And I was just had to put her down. And... What I hated about watching so much comedy about people who think it's hilarious to, cut off cats' heads in their jokes or smash cats' heads with hammers in their jokes or tell jokes about cats that need to die or that don't deserve love.
Yeah, everyone hates
like,
cats.
Everyone's like always talking shit about cats in the Houston comedy scene. Then my cat dies and they're like, oh, I'm going up next.
Yeah.
There's this one time I disemboweled a cat. And I'm like, can you not tell lies? At least not today. But I was thinking of, like, people smashing cats' heads open on, like, stage while the vet was putting the shots into my little baby and putting her down. I was like, yeah, we're better than this, but I don't know how to tell you.
We need to end the cat hate.
Yeah, yeah. That's like,
I love cats maybe as much as you do.
Well, I don't love cats enough to get another one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be okay with that. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that my cat, I'm not worried about her running up into that space in the ceiling.
Yeah,
and,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Andy has a new cat, though, right?
Yeah. He'd probably get eaten by the rats up there. He'd probably get eaten.
They'd tear
him apart.
Mm-hmm. Like, the cat or Andy?
No, the rats would tear up the cat limb from limb. And
they could probably do Andy, too.
Yeah. I wouldn't help him. I'd be like, you deserved it. Like, you deserved that. Gone got.
Jesus Christ.
I'd be like, mm-hmm. There you go. I feel like...
Yeah.
Why are you mad? I said something dumb there just a second ago.
And we can't take it off.
I said something real dumb there.
We got to just keep trudging through.
Yeah. I got blackout drunk and recorded an intro to my podcast the other day, and then I regretted it.
Yeah.
Although it is good to have the evidence of me blackout, slurring words, drunk, trying to be funny for an audience of no one in the solitude of my tiny apartment where there's, you know, no cat anymore, but there is a big hole in the ceiling, a nice little skylight to the doom the heat.
Your apartment's wood paneling does kind of make this place a little bit like cave-like because it's dark.
Yeah.
I like wood paneling, though. Is it real wood?
It does. It feels, it's all real wood paneling.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's glazed fiberglass or whatever.
Okay,
but
that's not exactly.
It's,
like,
it's,
not the same.
Okay, but, you know. It's cheap shit. I've got I lead a cheap life. Mm-hmm. But I've got a good heart. I hope I have a good heart, but I don't know. Is it? Do you ever wonder?
Do often wonder if maybe I'm actually a moral bad guy.
Yeah.
Like villain.
Who have you hurt?
I don't think I've hurt anybody, and I try not to hurt people. I don't know. I've maybe made some enemies, specifically with like property managers. My current property manager at my apartment, we are on bad terms.
Oh. Well, that's just because you're trying to make it and get by.
Yeah, I'm just trying
paycheck
to make
to paycheck.
It. I'm.
Yeah, I don't feel any moral qualms about screwing over the man.
Yeah, they're
for,
the worst.
You know, like the.
But I do feel like sometimes, even though I try my best to be good, I'm still inherently evil.
Like, I don't know that the good that I'm trying to do, it's going to wind up, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, mm-hmm. as they say.
Yeah.
And so I could always be contributing to things that are really bad by telling myself that I'm doing a righteous thing.
Yeah.
And I've got, you know, James, King James on my side. I got Merlin and Herod and Pontius Pilate.
Oh, no.
And, I've got... you know, the wisdom of the ages, riding on the shoulders of giants, telling everybody what to do, get on stage. I had a Facebook post a year ago where I said that I woke up in a panic because I had to put Kisses up on the stage and I had to pick the songs for her, and she was very selective and picky and wouldn't go out to just anything. And so I was like, no Kisses, we only have like 10 seconds. And then it's gonna be Chris Brown, Rihanna, or nothing. I don't know. So I'm like, all right, and then I'm like, oh wait, you're a cat. You don't do the stage. All right. You're like, give me my $20. Give me my $20 for not doing stage, cat. I'm on my 20. I was still sleepy. I'm still in my little dream state. And, you know, then I woke up and I realized that my job is what it is. It's a place of evil delights. carnal
fulfillment.
Yeah, carnal chicanery. I don't know. just the truth doesn't always tell the whole story.
Yeah.
And then the lie is usually just about right.
Even if it's like incorrect, yeah.
The whole story is just like a lot of information.
Right.
Yeah. Like the lie puts it all together, you know, and then you have
What do you usually dream about?
Vampires.
Oh yeah.
Struggles, conflicts, mm-hmm. and drowning in the toilet. My older brother laughing.
Oh, like swirlies?
Yeah, giving me a swirly. You know.
You have a lot of siblings, right?
Yeah, I got three brothers. My brothers never gave me swirlies.
Hmm.
Although I did break my arm when I was about 9 years old.
That's about the same
riding
thing.
On my bicycle.
Yeah.
And then I had a cast on my arm. And I was dazed and asleep. And I thought I was walking into the bathroom, but it was actually... not the bathroom, it was my brother Scott's bedroom, and I started pissing on his head when he was 22 or something, and I was, or I wanted to, but like, he was like, don't stop, he was like, don't you dare, he was like, and then I was like, and then I was hitting him with the cast, and he's like, stop hitting me, get out, and then I luckily did not, but like, that would have been, you ever like, wake up in a daze and just like, piss in the refrigerator, or pee on the laundry, or...
It's a yeah. lot harder for me to accomplish that due to my anatomy.
You never just like knock down the bookshelf and just scatter all the photo albums out and then piss all over the photo albums in a state of deep sleep and
that
confusion.
I could probably do.
Yeah, just like
it'd be easy to manage.
I used to do that at my house, you know, just like pee on all the photo albums and
just ruin everyone's memories.
Yeah, just good. Like.
Ruin the past, present, and future.
Yeah, nobody... No, yeah, that's why I had to get out of Chicago, because nobody appreciated me. Because nobody loved me there. Because I kept pissing on their memories. I don't know. But that drunken blackout intro I did the other day, boy, am I not proud of it.
Is it online?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
No qualms, no second thoughts, no second chances. That's my motto. Yep.
Who was the guest?
Too many guests.
Oh. Too many
Jordan
guests.
Brady, Greg Deal, Sarah Deal.
Nice.
It was Greg and Sarah, our brother and sister. I've known both of them since about the year 2006.
Shit.
And I used to live with Greg, and we went on vacation and stuff together. I went on vacation with Sarah and Greg's parents over to Arizona, for example. And then during the... podcast, I was like, you ever tell your parents, fuck you, fuck you? You ever tell that to your parents? You ever go, fuck you?
No, I
hey,
never.
Fuck you. And that voice, you're like, I'll fuck you.
I desperately want to sometimes, but
hey, fuck you.
I don't think I even said that as like a moody teenager because I was too scared.
Yeah,
they're scary.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
One time I saw my mom just putting groceries away in the back seat of the station wagon, or in the way back seat of the station wagon. She had like the bag she was putting into the back, and then I pulled up in my car, which was an IROC Z.
Okay.
You know, and I saw my mom there when I was like 16, and I was like, hey, fuck you! Hey, fuck you! And then I just, like, squealed my tires and I drove off. And I was like, bitch. And that's not a real story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but my dad did beat up a guy in a parking lot once over, like, a parking dispute.
Did you say fuck you to him?
No, he said fuck you to some dude who parked in his spot.
Okay, it's not quite the same.
And then he pulled the dude out of his car and just was, like, pummeling him and pounding him and smashing him and... Nah, it's not a real story.
God damn it. It's impossible to do this podcast because you're always on some shit. And it's hard to keep track.
I'm sorry, I'm a liar.
You're pissing on memories, you're pissing on reality.
It's like, God. My dad was a bad dude.
If he was, you can be honest about that. You don't have to lie.
He did die when I was 6 months old, so I didn't know
him.
Yeah.
but the story of him killing himself because he found out I was gay is not true.
Yeah, I don't know how he would know at 6 months old.
Yeah, it was. That's just a hilarious thing to say. That's a wonderful, funny joke about my dead dad who really died. So, what about the kids these days in this generation? You're a teacher.
I am a teacher. What do you want to know?
Is it cool? Worth it?
Teaching?
Kids, are they even worth it? Them? Just keeping them alive.
It's like super late term abortion.
Should we get rid of all of them?
I think some of them are worth keeping around. They have interesting perspectives on things sometimes. And sometimes they're funny. Most of the time it's not the best.
Well, you're teaching kids who've just been through the 3 years of the pandemic and neglect and the, you know, they're just seeing the future is just so horrible environmentally, and also the economic prognosticators are like, oh no, we're in for some tyranny that's going to be permanent for a while, for the rest of my lifetime, I bet.
Yeah, it makes me very catatonic.
Yeah, I go like, oh god, fascism cannot be stopped. You know, the cancer has taken hold.
It is, like, that's a huge reason why I don't necessarily want to have kids of my own, even though, like, a part of me, because I'm 25, I'm kind of feeling the biological clock. I hate to say that because that's like telling all of my older, like, female family members that they're right.
Oh.
But I am starting to feel it a little bit. Like, I kind of want a kid, but there's no redeeming qualities to this earth, like, in the future.
I don't even know downhill. If I could take care of a cat again.
Right, just, yeah. Like, and I definitely cannot provide for a child financially at all right now. And, like, with my life situation, it would definitely need to be an adopted thing, and I cannot afford that.
Yeah.
So, we're fucked.
I would adopt a kid if it was okay if the kid died. Like, if nobody blamed me for the kid's death, then I would adopt the kid.
Yeah.
You know, if I knew it was just like a year or something.
It's called fostering. It is a real thing. Apparently the government pays
me. Oh, yeah? All right.
But
do they get paid more if they die? Like, do I get paid more if I kill them? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're taking them off their hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's a risk, but...
Your job is done, officer. I took care of them for you.
Yeah, I killed a lot of kids for you, officer. Now you just...
We are solving the population crisis. Yeah,
why don't you go read a book in your free time? Yeah. Reading a book makes you good.
No one can read as many books as you.
Oh, yeah, they can. If they just take the time. I don't read.
Do you read at work?
If it's super slow and there's like no reason to not read, then I'll. Yeah.
So you.
If I go in at 11 and there's not a single person there until 1, what am I supposed to do? I just keep the music going.
Yeah.
Read my book for 2 hours, get about 50 pages knocked out. Yep. Reading a history of the United States right now called These Truths by Jill Lepore. And I'm really loving it. I'm loving this Civil War stuff.
Great.
I'm loving these black codes. And
every fucking book you read is not only like intellectual, but also deeply, deeply depressing.
Yeah,
and it makes you a better person than me. I hate to say.
Yeah, but you teach music to kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I had something else lined up.
Yeah.
Mostly just because of the pay. I actually do kind of enjoy, like, my job. Like, kids are fun. They can be.
Yeah.
It's just the pay is really bad. So.
Yeah, that would be nice if you got paid a little more.
Yeah.
I need to get... I'm paid just fine. I'm okay with how I'm paid. I got, but I need to get a new car, so... I'm gonna have to work a little more.
Yeah.
To get that. I don't like that. I don't know. I always want to do the least work possible.
Me too.
Like, I just want to, like, live small, eat light, work not so hard. You know, just
a life like, in extreme moderation.
Yeah, you know, like, I want to just cut out all the food spending.
Yeah, dude, that shit kills me. And coffee, I hate to be, like, the article about millennials spending all their money on coffee and avocado toast, but I do spend a lot of money on coffee, and it's horrible.
I'm like, I like to sit in a coffee shop for 2 hours and spend $5. Yeah. I don't think that's, like,
no, that's
breaking the
that's
bank.
Good.
That's like a normal, you know. I just
but
have
I
to
go
get out
so
of my house.
Frequently.
Oh, yeah.
So frequently.
I go every day. I go and read for like 2 hours every day.
See, I used to be able to go into a coffee shop and read or journal, and then the pandemic like ruined that social skill of mine. And now it's like, if I have to go inside a place, especially like the grocery store, this is separate, but like the grocery store, a coffee shop, if I don't have like a very like planned out route of like how long am I going to be there, what am I going to do while I'm there, is there going to be a lot of people there, I don't do it. I just go through the drive-through.
Yeah, I like to get super high and then go to the grocery store and just shop like a little kid who doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And just like or I'll just find something I want to make and just follow the recipe by buying all the stuff to make that one thing.
And then you never make it again.
Well, then, yeah.
Then, yeah, that's my problem right now, too.
Yeah. I've made red beans and rice twice in
that's
the last
so
2 weeks.
Good.
And I've fucked it up twice.
Oh, my God.
I keep fucking it up.
How?
I don't know. Just the beans aren't right.
Did you not?
The flavors aren't good.
The flavors aren't good. The beans aren't
the
right.
The beans are harsh.
Harsh.
I don't know, too like not cooked all the way through.
Oh, well, you know? That's a simple fix. Just wait a little bit longer.
Okay. Yeah, they're too soupy. I don't know.
Well, then that it's the opposite problem.
Yeah. It's like finding the right thing in the middle.
It's a real Goldilocks situation.
Yeah.
Man, all of this is gonna be listened to by other people.
Can't wait.
So glad I agreed.
Such
to
a
this.
Good conversation.
I should have stayed at Secret Group and continued to be harassed.
You were harassed by a dude.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't talk about it in case
I'm gonna
he
kick his ass.
It.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill that man.
That is a
that's a threat and a promise. That is oh my god. It's not just a promise. That's a threat. That'd be a good ad thing for Ugg Buys Ugly Houses or who else could like
Ugg Buy?
I'm Jim Adler, and that's not a promise. That's a threat. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna like the online college that just threatens you. Do you remember that one? You remember like
what
are you doing on your ass sitting here in the afternoon watching game shows and bullshit? Get out there and do something with your life, you lazy fuck.
Yeah.
Sign up for this class or something.
Was it Phoenix?
Yeah, University of Go.
Yeah, go.
Clean yourself up and have some dignity. Loser, try. Just try, finally. All right, I know you didn't make it through high school. A lot of people didn't. Everyone's dumb. You can do this. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good motivation.
I don't agree.
That's how I motivate. That's why I'd be a good teacher.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
You'd be a great coach.
Sit up and shut up and listen. I'd smack the kid in the ear. With like the eraser, just so that it wouldn't hurt. But you know, I'd be like, "You fucking idiot!" I'd be like, there'd be a big cloud, and everybody in the class would laugh.
Like
at
an
him.
Asthma attack. I'd
just make the whole class laugh at one kid, and then that kid would never do that again. Yeah, I'd be like the dad from that '70s show.
Oh my god.
As a teacher, I'd be inspiring and mean and stupid and I don't know, evil and
Republican.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just do you remember Ted Cruz going to Buc-ee's to buy a six pack to look cool?
Yes.
Do you remember Ted Cruz?
God, he's
stopping in at the Buc-ee's with his camera crew and holding a six pack of Shiner going, "Hey, I'm going to drink one of these later." All right. There's nobody cooler than Ted Cruz. In my worst moments, I think people look at me the way they look at Ted Cruz when he's trying to tell a Simpsons joke or whatever. You remember when he does Simpsons impressions?
He's done Simpsons impressions?
They're real bad.
I'm
he's
sure.
He's real bad at them.
Okay, I'll have to look that up later.
Yeah,
that's
he's got
funny.
No soul, that man. Has, yeah. like, no feel for comedy or anything, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost the feeling somewhere along the way. My art got corrupted by my wish to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave up what was really special about myself, and I just lost it. The magic and the joy, it's all just dissipated and disappeared, in fact. Discuss.
What do you think led up to that?
I don't know. Just delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
And thoughts of significance. And
this is why I always keep myself down.
Yeah.
Stay down.
Yeah. Life doesn't have to be good for you to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
If your life is bad and you enjoy it,
then you're winning.
It's a life you could be proud of.
Yeah.
And even if everybody says it's no good, it's like, you're not me.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
I saw your little thing in the bathroom of days of not giving up.
Oh, yeah, I got about 12 of them.
That's good.
Days without giving up. For an X every day I get through without giving up.
That's beautiful.
I always have to start over, though.
How many days is your streak?
12.
Oh, fuck. So, this is really going to make or break the streak.
Nah, it's my workout goal. And, I'm going to stop.
Oh,
okay. I didn't work out for a couple days this week when my ceiling collapsed. And
yeah, that's fair.
I was like, oh, that's okay. I had people in here. I didn't want to be doing side bends and sit-ups while they're fixing my ceiling. Like, I have to keep up with this. I'm doing little jumping jacks with claps where I'm like clapping with the one knee up, and then yelling motivational, inspirational affirmations to myself while they're fixing my ceiling. That would be that'd be silly.
Yeah.
Mm. I guess it's the point of talking is to be silly.
Not always, yeah. But.
I think the secret to comedy is being the first person to wonder whether something would be weird or not if it were true. Would this be weird if it were true?
Like, can you do an example? No? Okay. I kind of see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, is this weird or true? Oh, my God. That's my comedy observation.
Yeah. That's like observational shit, for sure.
Okay, what's one weird true thing that you've noticed today? Like, do you ever notice, like, one weird true thing?
I'm trying to think of an example.
Like, something about cops. I don't know. What are the 10 things you know about cops?
They're bad.
Okay, number one.
They're bastards.
Uh-huh.
They shoot a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
It's a very broken system.
Okay.
A lot of them beat their wives. What else?
Are there any good cops?
Ooh. There's a cat cop in BoJack Horseman who looks like my old cat who also died.
Yeah.
And he's good. I like him.
Do you think Dirty Harry was a good cop?
I'm not familiar with Dirty Harry.
Oh, he's the one like, this is a 357 Magnum, blah, 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 hand cannon aimed at your head. Now you just ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky now? Do you, punk? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, like, do I feel like... Do you, punk? Was he a good man? Was that a
that's
good...
tough to say. Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks, though. That's a good cop.
Yeah.
He's a detective, though.
Yeah, I think people do need, like, the detective in Falling Down who's, like, tracking Michael Douglas's movements and seeing, like, oh, who's this person who's brandishing a machine gun and swearing in public at the McDonald's and...
Right.
You know, just throwing these public fits. You know, like, that's a pretty good cop. That's like a problem solver. He's like, that's, you know.
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. I can't think of Bruce Willis, Die Hard.
Okay.
There's a good cop. There's a good man. I mean, he makes me so angry. That's how I know. That's how I know he's still alive, because I've never seen anyone. He's the only person who could make anyone that mad. God. Remember that part of Die Hard? Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know. I think cops are good. All right.
Okay, great. Sorry. I'm glad we landed on that as our final answer.
Number 10. Cops are good.
Things you know about cops. They're bad, and they're good.
And we went through a step-by-step process. Yeah,
we've decided.
That's my process and my method for healing people who listen to this. Yeah. And I really can't imagine anyone actually listening to this.
I
love making them, but I'm like, do I really think people listen to this? No. Do I even want to listen to it most of the time? Not really.
When I record, what I had like a pseudo podcast thing going for a little bit. And I want to get back into it and make it like a real thing.
Yeah.
But listening to myself for long stretches of time is awful.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
It's good when you start a podcast because you're like, I got so much pent up inside of me. So many stories nobody knows about me. I got to say it all. I got to record this and then discover it for myself and share it. Observe myself. Talking when I'm not talking, when I'm listening to myself talking. Oh, that's so interesting. It's not interesting after hundreds of podcasts, and also all my stories are a little bit like, I don't feel sorry for that guy. I don't know. I kind of really feel sorry for anything that ever happened to him. I don't feel sorry for that man.
Well,
he's not the one who's right in any of those situations he's so fucking upset about.
It's because you're healing. That's the point of the podcast. You're still in a state of healing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like in the scab state of healing.
When you realize that you shouldn't care about yourself, then you're healed. When you realize that you shouldn't care as much about yourself as you think, like, or about the things about yourself that you think are so important or never as important as you think they are.
Yeah, Micah and I have talked about how we're both very kind of narcissists and how obsessed we are with making ourselves feel bad about ourselves, like. That you won't even consider other people's opinion of you. And it's, I mean, a lot of people suffer from horrible insecurities in this same capacity, but I know I at least have a tendency to kind of be obsessive about how I hate myself and it's kind of it's a self-obsession. It's not
good.
If
I don't feel like I'm doing well enough for my own personal standard of what a good comedian looks like on stage, I will sabotage my set just so that the audience knows this isn't my best. Right. This isn't the best I've ever fucking done. And it's your fault. It's not my fault. It's your fault. That's why you're here. Because you're good to be in my way. If you were a good audience, you would like me. Mm-hmm. I don't think...
healthy.
You don't think I know the difference between a good audience and a bad audience? A bad audience doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And Yep, I had practiced some tips for living tonight on stage. Mm-hmm. Or I told some tips for living. Do you want to hear them?
Yes, go on.
Tips for living. Number one, don't die.
Good.
Number two, stay busy. Number three, eat a lot of pussy. You want to know the best way to eat pussy? Close your eyes and pretend it's a dick. And just think of something else. Think of a big, nice dick in your mouth and then eat pussy.
That's gaze how you conversion live. Therapy.
Just keep on living, man. I was happy I did that joke tonight. Was like a bam, bam, bam.
How did it go?
Pretty good.
They were good four people crowd.
Oh yeah, and then I did the open mic thing afterward, the back of the bus, and I got people to. People who were frowning real hard with their arms crossed, and I was like, hey, you know, you're a real harsh judge. Well, what about this one? And then I made her crack. Like, you know when somebody hates you, and then they're like, and then they like you? That's the That's good. That's good news.
Yeah.
Doesn't always happen that way. It sometimes goes like with people who want to like you suddenly realizing they don't like you anymore. Mm-hmm. They never will like you the way they used to because they finally saw your weakness. And that's the way I feel about my podcast. It's like just a catalog of weakness. It's reasons to not love me. Every episode is filled with horrors of my narcissism and stories of my selfishness and examples of my dysfunctional way of thinking and dealing with other people and taking everything and not leaving any space for anyone to talk.
Do you want to work on that? Or
No. Okay. No.
All right, I guess I'll leave.
Yeah, no, stay. Come on. No. I don't know. What was your podcast about?
It was very similar in the sense that it was me mostly by myself. I would just talk about... It was kind of like a therapy in a way.
Uh-huh.
Which I know is kind of like what this is supposed to be.
No, it's not. It's, nope.
What is this supposed to be?
It's supposed to be funny. I don't know why.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like I never know. Am I supposed to be sincere? Am I supposed to be funny? I'm not very good at either.
I'm good at walls and peeking over the walls and then slipping back behind so that I can stay protected.
Yeah.
And then I am like, oh, then I crack your wall open.
Yeah,
and
you're definitely
like,
a comic in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
They're all like that.
Why are they like that?
I know. It's poisonous.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, my podcast, it was... I mean, I would try to be quippy sometimes or clever or whatever, but it's primarily me just talking about what's going on in my life, which is really not... It was literally just for me. Like, I was not promoting this really at all.
You're just like, how do I get better? It's like hearing it's yourself talk does remove you from yourself in a way. Because, when I started comedy, the most shocking thing about it was, going up on stage... And then being on stage and talking to people and then getting off stage and actually having the experience of knowing like what it's like for me to see myself through other people's eyes.
Yeah.
And,
it's weird.
It takes a long time to get used to, that and to learn how to stop being yourself and just, be fake all the time.
Yeah.
And, kill. And, I always go up with tricks, distractions, fire.
Yeah, when I try to get really, because there are comics who pull off being super, confessional and sincere, and I try to emulate that, and a lot of times it just kind of, bites me in the ass. It just makes people feel like, am I allowed to laugh, or... They're uncomfortable or something, or I trigger them because I'm talking about my problems.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I know we were all laughing, but I have a rape story.
Yeah.
That's the classic. All right. Sometimes the public speaker just has something important to say. And this is my special, and I've proven that you can laugh.
Yeah.
When I talk, so now I'm going to tell you why I need you to laugh.
Yeah, would not tell these jokes if I didn't want you to laugh, please. And me, making fun of my... for example, the one time I've had a person tell me, they were pretty adamant about it, that my set was, upsetting or triggering to them.
Oh.
Was pretty long ago. It was, early on in my comedy journey. But I told, my bulimia material... And I understand, I was sympathetic, but this woman came up and was like, people are not coming here for that. You should not joke about that. That's very triggering. People don't need to see that, don't need to experience that. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've
had similar criticism from, really sincere, upset veteran dudes.
Right.
Who are like, you know what, the way you joke about what happened to you in the army, it's I can't handle it. I can't. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. And I'm like, you should be okay with me fucking all those dudes after that explosion. You should be okay with me fucking everything I could. I was just trying to get fucked and fuck other dudes.
This has nothing to do with
this. This is not your scar. This is my story.
Yeah.
This is my experience.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, why? Like, why can I not talk about my very personal yeah, experience yeah. and like try to have catharsis by joking about it? What the fuck? Yeah, I love your military jokes. They're very funny.
Oh, yeah. They're all fake.
No, they're not. They're all well, fake. I mean, yes, they are surreal and probably could not be a reality.
Yeah.
Some of them are sort of a magical realism.
Yeah, some of them were cooked up when I was drinking with my friends and we were thinking of stupid shit to say on stage on purpose to I think a lot of my comedy comes from lifting ideas that other people handed to me. And
it takes a real master of their craft to pull that off.
Yeah. So maybe it is stolen valor. It's just that person doesn't even do comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Somebody says something funny, whatever. I'm just going to leave it. Let me just fucking touch up my little joke with that little spice you left.
Mm-hmm.
You know? there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
I usually will ask the person if I actually am friends with them or whatever. But
yeah, I stole one of your jokes in the roast battle.
Oh my god, which one?
You remember you were up against Dulce?
Okay, yes, because I did end up going against her last week.
And then I told you that because Eddie told me the day of, oh, now you're going up against Dulce and Luis. And I had no time to write jokes for Dulce and Luis. Yeah. And so I had heard you, and you weren't doing that week against Dulce. So I was all right, well, you wrote this one about Dulce. I'm going to say it because it's horrible. Shame on you.
Your
joke. He said something about how it's just really weird that Dulce has such a huge head when she's so stupid.
Oh, yeah. I did tell
her. She's got
that
a big
one.
Head, but she's really dumb.
So I did tell that one at the most recent thing.
Oh, you did?
And I hope she didn't think that I stole your roast joke.
Oh, no. I told her did steal it from you. And then I told you not to do it.
Oh,
and,
I don't know.
Well, it was, yep. Mm-hmm.
I did
win. Hannah, you won. All right, good for you.
Didn't you win against her?
No, I lost against her.
Well.
Deservedly, because I stole your idea.
Yeah,
it was
everyone knew. Yeah, I told everybody.
I called her stupid. It's you can't get away with that when the person's smarter than you. It's, but you're smarter than her.
Oh my
So you can call her stupid. So, I can't.
I think
dumb.
We're all
I'm a dumb
equally
bitch.
Smart.
No. No, not everyone. I think Dulce's real smart.
She seems really cool.
I wouldn't call anybody stupid if they actually thought they were.
Yeah, of course.
I call myself stupid all the time. I'm like, stupid, stupid.
But then
stupid,
you're like, I'm actually
stupid,
pretty good.
Stupid idiot. I'm a fucking... Listen to myself. I'm like, stupid. Fuck. That's the end of the podcast. Stupid. No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
stupid,
man.
Fucking stupid. Stupid idiot. You're such an idiot. Another speaking of roast jokes, I liked one that I said Danny, I didn't even use this one. I said Danny Guerrero's jokes sound like they were all written by AI, a idiot.
I like it. That's pretty funny.
Because I'm not really calling him an idiot.
Yeah. Of course.
Right now, we got a couple more minutes if you want to share something, you know, like triggering or tell feel
something that people didn't come here for.
If you want to say something you'll regret, now you got more freedom because it's 45 minutes in and who's going to still be there?
Oh, man.
Nobody. Say whatever you want. It doesn't fucking matter.
So. Oh, I'm trying to think of anything that's happening in my life at all.
Yeah, I've got the Successful show coming up.
Yeah?
We're doing three of them in July. We got July 3rd, July 17th, July 31st. Three Successful shows in
Where
July
is that?
At the Secret Group.
Nice.
And got, God damn it, every Thursday,
yes,
8 o'clock, Avant Garden. Comedy brought to you by Comedy Space. Now, God damn it. 8 o'clock, there's... Oh! Bad Astronaut Brewery. Tuesdays, open mic. Go try out some new stuff.
Yeah.
Talk to some people. I don't know. That's my stuff. What's your stuff?
I co-host a showcase every last Friday at La Coqueta. And it varies. It's usually at 9 p.m., sometimes a little bit later.
I had some embarrassing moments on that showcase.
No, that was fun. You did good.
I hated myself.
There was like nobody there, but it was fun. I think you did very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I always, you were talking about that with Micah, about how, like, you get off stage and then you're like, oh, I hated that
so much.
I hated that.
I want to kill myself.
It was like, right. And Micah's like, you did well. Stop. Like, I think I need that sometimes too.
Yeah.
But I just don't ever want to be the person who thinks they did super well when they didn't.
Yes, I am so scared of that. Like, the delusion.
Yeah.
And so I feel like even if I do well, I have to keep reinforcing the narrative that I'm bad to keep myself on my toes so I stay sharp.
Yeah. But you know the difference between your best and, like, the biggest laugh I got on that was like, I am not the headliner. And after I'd made everybody.
And then I was the headliner.
Trey is the headliner. That night was so funny.
I know.
That
was insane.
That was beautiful how he just drummed up information from the crowd and used it so perfectly.
Yeah. I desperately want to have that skill.
Yeah.
I can just talk to people and, like, not ruin my whole set by doing so.
Yeah.
Whenever I try to do crowd work, it usually does not pay off.
Yeah. I want to have, like, all A-plus jokes and so that, like, the audience doesn't expect me to do crowd work.
Yeah.
Because they just want me to do my next joke.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those people that's expected to play around with the situation. But that would be good to know how to do that, to just kill time on a show where you're worried.
Yeah, and if it's not going well, you can whip that out. And it's...
Alright. Well, if you want to listen to the last podcast, and especially the drunken intro...
I'll definitely give it a listen.
Okay, well, you won't like it, I promise.
Okay.
That is my guarantee. It's my
Bob's seal of disapproval.
It's like,
this is bad.
It is very bad.
Go away.
Yep. We all deserve better. This is all you get.
Okay.
I'm the Healing Club.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That's it. Hannah Philibert.
Thank you. Good night.